good.
Well, hey, congratulations. It's the day that, you know, athletes dream about. Evangel's the choice. Why are you going to be a Crusader?
There's a ton of different reasons. Religious reasons. I wanted an opportunity to, like, see a new denomination. I've always been non-denominational growing up. And I learned a lot about Assemblies God through one of my guardians, Jamie Volva. She went through Evangel. I knew she told me a ton about the university, the visit when we went up there. Me and Kai went up there on a visit. That just sold us. The people there were just great. The coaches were great. How they did everything was great. It felt like the right place to go.
I know they're coming off a real successful season. That's got to make you excited about what could be in the future.
Oh, yeah, it is. They had like nine seniors graduate. Yeah. And so they're not losing anything. Really. There was two, three good players, but building the depth like they have, recruiting good players from all over the area, should be successful a while, and I'd love to be a part of that. Win some more conference titles, stuff like that.
What's it been like being part of this football program from the ground roots here in Forsyth?
Oh my gosh. It's sad that I have to go. I'm gonna be back for whenever I can. It's cool because now I get to watch as a fan, see my friends, my brothers, guys who were also there with me from the start, finish things off and finish this. This is just the foundation of the program, and I can't wait to see them finish it off.
You play D-back up there? Is that
most likely? Yes.
Okay. But is it? I mean, you didn't play that a lot in high school. Is it something you think will fit your skill set?
Yeah, I'm not worried at all because I've got this whole summer to transition, footwork stuff, quickness. I'm by no means slow. I played receiver, so I'm not that worried.
All right, good deal.
When you look back at your time here at Forsyth, what are you going to remember most about the football program?
Remember the most? It's going to be the guys that I played with because there was some characters there. You can't forget any of them. But if I had to pin it down to one person, one thing, it'd be Micaiah. They're just the rapport I built with them, being my quarterback, being the receiver on the other side. When we're on defense, we always line up on the same side, so if I was talking to anybody, it was him. And we grew up together, too, so if we grow apart somehow, that'll be the thing I always remember as Kyle.
What about the influence that Jamie and Paul have had on you over the past few months, actually the past year or so?
Oh, my gosh. I used to procrastinate all the time, and Paul won't let me do that anymore. He's always on me. You got to do this. You fill out these scholarships. Come on, we got to go do this. I'm like, oh my gosh, leave me alone. So there, I wasn't a bad kid. I was a good kid, kept my grades up, never did anything wrong. But he's got me in line even more, making sure I get stuff that has to be done.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.